Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, man, barbecue!
Lou's happy. Lou's happy.
Yes, he is.
About his barbecue.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
No, you didn't say it at all. You said hog wild barbecue. You didn't say that at all. All right. Thank you, Tony, bringing in some food there. Locations all over. Hog wild barbecue.
Hog wild.
A little later on, Greg Morton's going to be here. Cool. Can't wait to see Greg again.
I've also been told there is a chance we might get a call from our buddy Pete Lee.
Pete Lee's on Fallon tonight, right?
Yeah, he taped it last night.
Oh,
airs
he taped
tonight.
It last night. That's right. They
yep,
probably do.
Airs yeah. tonight.
Cool.
Fourth time in like a year or
Fallon
so.
Fallon likes him,
yeah.
Man.
Fallon
yeah.
does
yeah.
like
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I saw a few pictures on Facebook. So
yep.
The taping's done. Evidently, it went well.
I'm sure it did.
They've decided to air it.
He's a funny good. He's a funny, funny dude. Or yeah. a funny good, whatever. Craig's funny hilarious. Funny. Shut up, man.
don't be a jerk,
You're
Craig.
Such a jerk, man. It's a long week. We're on a long run.
Shut
we need
up.
A freaking vacation. You're yelling at me because I slipped up once.
Hilarious. Just dying over here.
Funny. God, you're so rude.
Oh,
I get that
man,
all the time. Why is Craig so rude to you guys?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just is.
Yeah,
he just
that's how
is.
That goes.
Yeah. Merry frickin' Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Dick.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle Bachmann, birthday. It was on this date in 1799. Mm-hmm. We lost George Washington.
Happy birthday!
All right. That was a pretty big one there.
It was,
yeah.
even at the time.
Was he older?
He's probably
sick
like 40.
Or both.
Yeah, how old was George Washington?
Like
we should
40.
Know that.
Yeah.
We should really know the how George Washington kicked. Well, just dead. He's just an old dude, right?
He was 67.
Yeah,
oh,
that,
he lived to 67?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
A lot
yeah, that's pretty
did.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know what the life expectancy was back then. But
the
life expectancy
about
was
that.
Skewed
because a lot of people died young.
The
a lot of people
infant
died young.
Mortality.
Yeah, people died young, yeah.
Yeah, if you made it out of
if you made,
if you made it out of childhood,
yeah.
You know, you were all right.
For a while.
But fortunately, the U.S. has jumped to 46 now. We're doing pretty good.
We're 46.
Yeah, we're number 46 in tremendous. Infant mortality.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But back
not
then.
Good.
You,
not good at all.
You
know, not good at all.
It used to be a lot worse back
greedy
then.
Greedy bastards, that's why.
Hey, we're getting better. We're getting better year by year.
You can feel it.
Actually, we've been getting worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. The
because,
truth is.
Nobody wants to give people medical care. Nobody wants to give people medical care. I got mine. Screw
worse.
You. We're a great country.
The truth
yeah.
is. Well, we want people to get medical care, just not poor people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because, you know, what good are they?
Nothing. Drains.
Say it again.
Drains, says the GOP. Drains on society.
I got no use for them.
What good are they?
So Stormy Daniels has a lot of money to pay.
That's her paying for it
there
right there.
She's been ordered to pay about $293,000 for attorney's fees, another grand in sanctions after her defamation suit against Donald Trump was dismissed by a federal judge. Now Scores Gentlemen's Club has come in, and they are currently in talks with her people to get her to star at their clubs for upscale performances. Now the clubs say, and they have several of these clubs. They've locations
York,
in 11
yeah.
cities, yeah. including Atlantic City, New York City, Vegas. Atlanta. They say that the clubs
keep going,
will charge.
Tony.
Probably Dallas. Dallas is a big strip town.
Yep. They say the clubs will charge a $30 entry fee on the nights that she will perform, and they're offering her 30 to 40% of the gate. They're still working on the negotiations. So.
Good for her, man.
Yeah.
Ring it up. Make your cash.
Now, does she just get up every once in a while? Does she do an hour-long set?
I think they work those girls pretty hard when they're paying that
the
kind of money.
Does she work and do lap dances?
I think she probably why not? That's extra cash, man. Yeah. Famous comedians sell T-shirts. What's the difference? She didn't make the money, man.
She's not going to degrade herself and do lap dances.
Yes, she is.
Oh, I think so.
expensive lap dances.
Yeah, pricey lap dances.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. These ain't $3 ones.
What about a little trip to the VIP room?
Yeah. I don't think she takes care of you. Because I'm sure when she's there, because remember how
entrap her?
They entrapped her in what, Michigan or something like that?
They tried to.
Well, they did. They tried to. They found out they were entrapping her. Yeah.
Yeah. They arrested
a bunch
her.
Of Trump cops that hated her. You know, tried to suck her in and get her busted.
Yeah, they didn't know the law well enough.
They did not. But they sucked her in because she blew the whistle and the current crook in chief. By the way, that's a legal version. Now you can say that because he's a crook. You can actually say that now without, since it's proven.
No.
Yeah, you can.
No. There's no evidence.
But move on. Move on. Just move on.
Jeez.
You brought up Stormy. Sorry about that. There you go.
The Library of Congress National Film Registry is adding 25 more of America's most influential motion pictures.
And Tony's seen none of them.
No, probably none of them.
Tony watches
the library
horrible
announced
movies.
The new
so
films.
Bumblebee's in there already?
Bumblebee's in there?
They put it in right away. They know it's going to be that good.
What about
Bumblebee's going to be going that in?
Well, I think they just put, if John Cena's in it, they just automatically put it in the Library of Congress.
If somebody's wearing jean shorts.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've already made that distinction.
When Tony goes to the Library of Congress to check out the film division, he goes right to the sequels.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Best sequels. Yes. Does this end in 2? Or Electric Boogaloo.
Two.
Anything
right.
that ends in electric boogaloo.
That's right, Todd. You know me all too well, Todd.
Mm-hmm. So some of the new films that they added at the Library of Congress National Film Registry include...
Schindler's List Electric Boogaloo.
Boy, that's...
that's a good one.
Yeah. That is not a good one.
Didn't
work. The first one was a rough sit.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Great movie, though.
Yeah, Spielberg still
not
kicking himself
one.
Over that one.
No, Tony, Schindler's List is a great movie. Boogaloo, I didn't get it.
No.
I didn't get it.
But Tony liked it.
I loved it, man. Yeah. Had to save that rec center. Man, it was great.
1968 documentary Monterey Pop.
Save the rec center in Schindler's List, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that scene.
That's what it was about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of movies are involved about saving
the
rec center.
Right? Yeah, save it.
Yeah, that's right. Black Sheep, that
by
one.
Dancing.
Black Sheep, yeah. Save the rec center.
That's my favorite, yeah. Black Sheep.
Yeah.
I love Black
Sheep. Yeah, save the rec center.
1968 documentary Monterey Pop is now
well,
in
that's
the
excellent, yeah.
Library of Congress National Film Registry.
Never saw it.
As is The Shining.
Saw that one. That was
yeah.
classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
Yeah. HUD.
Nope.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Paul Newman's Oscar-nominated film, HUD.
That's an excellent movie.
Yeah. Released in 1963.
I saw HUD 2. I didn't understand HUD 2, though, because I didn't see the first one.
The oldest one is a film from 1891. The newest one is Brokeback Mountain.
I love that flick. Todd and I love that movie. A lot of people love that movie. A lot of homophobes couldn't sit through it because they're homophobes.
They're gay.
But it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing the number of guys who won't even think of looking at that film.
You know what? They question their own sexuality. That's
why. I think so.
Because it's a great movie. And by the way, there are chick boobs in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can check it out.
Michelle, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Oh, Anne Hathaway's boobs are in it.
Yeah. Oh, I love
Plus, it's just a great, great movie, man.
Yeah, they get flipped over real quick, but they're there.
Yeah.
And some simulated butt sex.
Mm-hmm. That's why I fast forward to.
And it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake fast Gyllenhaal. Forward or pause?
No, I fast forward to it.
Oh, like, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fast
that's
forward
the only part
to
I
it. Yeah.
I
didn't
love
watch
that
the
movie.
Rest of the movie.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a little throwing you up against the laundromat wall and kissing you real hard.
That's how Todd and I greet each other. Watch that movie. You'll see it. We don't see each other for days. Yeah, that's what that is.
Every Monday morning.
And we're in cowboy outfits, too, because we reenact the scene.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. And the neither one of you showered Monday morning either, so that's like,
no.
Man.
The rest
stank
of us vomit.
On us. The stank on us.
Some of the other films added to the registry, the 1950 animated feature Cinderella.
No, never saw
it. I've seen that one.
I have not.
What year? A lot.
Oh, yeah, with the kids, yeah.
Yeah. 1987's Broadcast News.
I love that movie. Another great flick.
Jurassic Park from 93.
Yeah, saw that.
Of course you did.
That or
yeah, I saw that one.
All of the sequels.
Yeah, I saw all the sequels too.
You saw the original as well?
Yeah.
At the time, that was a pretty groundbreaking movie.
Oh, no, it was. Huge. I got no problem with the original. No problem with the original.
Yeah, it was a huge one.
I wasn't a big fan, but I have no problem with the original. Of course, it's a groundbreaking flick.
At 12 years old, I loved that movie.
I bet you did.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You did. Your mom and I.
You take them to go see it?
We just put it on the TV and walk out of the room.
Now, I have no idea what some of these things are that they
added
again, to
we're
the
horrible
film
friends. As usual, we're horrible friends.
And you turn the TV up loud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what some of these things are that they added to the film registry. One of them includes something from 18 and 98.
That's isn't that like a cinescope or something?
Called
like that?
Something Good - Negro Kiss.
Oh,
whoa.
I had to watch that one.
That's a little dated.
Man.
Well, yeah, 18 and 98.
My wife's going to get that later, a Negro Kiss.
I've given you the information I have.
Stop that. Let me ask the question first.
It's not going to go anywhere good. Don't ask the question.
If it's a complete racist movie, it might not be in the registry. So it must be something
It must be good.
It must be about the time period.
Yes,
and maybe a social conscience. I'm just guessing maybe.
Like To Kill a Mockingbird or something.
Yes, yeah.
I thought that was a Kiss song. Or a Prince song.
Negro Kiss.
I just want your extra time and your Negro Kiss.
The original lyrics.
Yeah.
And then Tom Jones changed it when he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love Todd's guitar.
Earliest depiction of African-American affection.
Oh.
They're on the screen for less than 30 seconds, a couple in a simple embrace, and then they hug and kiss.
And they didn't want that.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was groundbreaking then. That's why good.
Yeah.
Can I rent that?
Doubtful.
Or you can just see it for free like I am.
Is that what you say when you lean into your wife? Do you want a Negro kiss?
Yeah, that's what I tell her. That's what I tell her. I go, you go take it, and I give it to her.
Tony's wife is white. I know you're shocked.
At your house, don't you just call it a kiss?
At their house, it's just a kiss.
Yeah. But my house is different.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
It is so stupid.
So silly. It's so bad.
It is bad.
It's
so
silly.
And so that's just some of the things
put in. No, what would have been controversial is in 1898, a black guy kissing a white girl.
Oh, yeah, interracial. Yeah. They would have hung the filmmaker, you know.
That didn't happen until Star Trek, right?
No, I think the first interracial kiss was Sidney Poitier.
Oh, guess who's coming to dinner?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, I don't know if they even kissed in that.
I don't think they kissed.
You're talking a TV show with Star Trek, first interracial kiss. First interracial kiss in a movie.
Oh, I might have to look that up.
I'll have to Google that up.
Jungle Fever.
No. But that's also a great movie. Excellent.
Yeah, that was a cool movie. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yep. Soul Man?
No, he wasn't even. Yeah, that's.
That was the first acceptable.
And that's twice in a week we extolled the virtues of Soul Man.
We did
a C. Thomas Howell film retrospective earlier this week. Dawn and Soul Man.
I used to watch that all the time. Soul Man. Well, you didn't think about that.
It was a fun movie.
Red Dawn and Soul Man in the morning.
Is anybody Googling the first interracial movie?
Apparently 1957's Island in the Sun, widely hailed as having the first interracial kiss in a Hollywood movie.
Who are the actors?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Island in the Sun.
Right.
Which island?
Which island? Which island?
You know, I've been to Hawaii. Which island? You like a licky dicky?
Oh, that's a whole other movie.
That may or may not be true.
That's a whole other movie.
Guess who's coming to dinner, to dinner rather.
See, are you okay, Craig? I'm not going to be a dick about it. You
no,
okay?
No, I need to go home.
All right. Well, so do I. Let's go. I'll let you go.
I need to go home.
I'll let you go. Attempt, but no.
Ginner.
Ginner.
Let's just come into Ginner. What an idiot. What a freaking idiot. Who says Ginner?
I need to go
it's
home.
It's dinner.
Yeah, no
dumbass.
One yeah, no one in their right mind says Ginner, so it's time to go home.
And you definitely don't look
good
right.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you should get out of here.
Right. I don't look right. I know that. Yeah,
he don't drive, though.
He don't look
drive.
Right, but he looks normal.
Yeah, he looked the same way
that's
yesterday.
The way he looks.
Right. I don't know what you could possibly be bashing up. Ginner.
Ginner done.
Yeah.
Ginner done. Ginner. That's breakfast at Cable Guy's house.
Yeah, I was Ginner stuck done. On the guess, I guess. Yeah.
Dude, that is stupid, Craig. Yeah, that was so stupid. Yeah, you said that. I mean, it's idiotic.
Dumbass.
You want me to start your car?
give me a ride home, Craig. I'll leave with you. Although Greg Morton's coming in, we like Greg. So. Also a black man. There you go. Ginner done.
You can ask.
Guess who's coming to dinner? That is, you do need a break. We do need a break. Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and take one now.
No, we got three shows next week.
Yeah. What?
Three live shows next week.
You can't do a show with a guy who says dinner.
Fair point.
We ain't got no other choice.
You can't do that.
We have for 25 years, Greg. We can do another day or two.
I don't know if you can subject the audience to that. I might need a little break.
We have for 25 years.
If we had a backup, maybe, but no. Yeah, we ain't.
I might need a little break.
That's also a great movie. Sidney Poitier is excellent.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Hey, Utah man is in trouble with the law. Come on. For allegedly asking Hello. Women that he now, did
gonna,
not
I'm
know.
I'm going to lay off of you, Mr. Ginner.
Utah man in trouble with the law. For allegedly asking women that he did not know to adopt him and, short of that, have sex with him.
Ooh.
And there's where it went wrong.
Jaden Nielsen was at the Red Cliffs Mall in St. George, Utah, when he started asking strangers to adopt him. And then the 19-year-old started offering $800 to one woman to have sex, $1,200 to another for some sex acts.
Did he have the cash on him, though?
No word on that. Police caught up with him and said he had some stolen items from unlocked cars in the parking lot, and they booked him into, Purgatory, the Purgatory Correctional Facility.
Ooh.
Yeah, scary place.
Yeah. That's a bad thing. Yeah.
Ooh. They put him in purgatory.
They didn't even mess around with the name. They're just like,
yeah. No, they just put him right in purgatory.
Can you adopt a 19-year-old?
Yes.
Legally?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you can. As a grown man, you can still adopt somebody.
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes, you can.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And,
try that this weekend. It's a great line.
No. Yeah. Don't adopt the 19-year-old guy.
Not the guy.
Specify what the difference was between the $800 offer and the $1,200 offer? No.
Did anybody do it?
Yeah.
No, it may have been the woman that he was asking. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe she was worth $800 and she was worth $1,200 to him.
Well, he did. The $800 lady might have been insulted.
How much for a Negro kiss there, Tony? $400?
Just put something on it. Just put a little something on that.
Oh, we're putting something on it.
I hope nobody just tuned in for that bit right there. Why would he say that?
Yeah, why would he ask him?
I apologize to everybody on that.
That
was lame. If you tuned in right then, you'll have no idea the context.
Yeah, you kind of.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.